As promised, we are joined right now by the Atlanta Hawks interim head coach. He was named head coach on March 1st, Eastern Conference Coach of the Month for the month of March. Also led Indiana to the playoffs all 4 years that he was head coach there. 20th all-time in NBA wins as a head coach. A member of USA Basketball Coaching. He was on the staff in 08 and 2012 for the Olympics. And Atlanta is in first place in the Southeast. They are hosting Miami tomorrow. We are joined by Nate McMillan. Nate, it is so good to have you back. How are you, Nate?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you, man?
Good, good. Good to visit with you. Nate, let me start first with the tricky stuff. Trae Young went down last night with an injury against the Knicks. Can I get your reaction when you saw that, and what is the latest on his status?
Just shock, you know. He was going in for an attempt at the basket in the paint and landed on someone's foot, and it just looked really bad when it first happened. But once we got in the locker room, he didn't have a lot of swelling. X-rays were negative, and he's going to get an MRI today. And just crossing our fingers that, that will come up negative as well. But just a shock with all the injuries that we've had, this season. We're in a huge race right now to finish this season. And, New York was a half a game behind us last night. It was a big game for us. And to lose him, in that situation when we felt like we had control of that game, was a big loss last night.
We're talking to Nate McMillan. I appreciate your thoughts on that, Nate. In fact, let me ask you, because you did have an injury, or I should say you had a lead when he got hurt, and then the team just kept battling and kept grinding. Bogdanovich had a three to tie it and send the game into overtime. Obviously, you want to win that game. I know this. But what did your team show you in the way that it battled on without Young?
There's no quit in these guys, Clint Capella also went down in that game, late in that game, just really felt was going up for a shot, was kind of undercut and fell flat on his back and had some spasms during that game. We didn't know if he would be able to finish. He sucked it up and had to finish that game. We had a number of guys who, Brandon Goodwin had to come in and replace Trey. We have a lot of guys with a lot of tweaks. And, coming off a back-to-back, both us and New York were coming off back-to-back games. So just really a grueling, a grinding game. And, to see the guys try to stay with it, continue to fight. When we lost Trey, they continued to fight. We continued to make plays and gave ourselves a chance to, get the game into overtime, but we just didn't have enough in overtime to finish.
Nate McMillan joining us once again. Nate, when you came to Atlanta to be Lloyd Pierce's assistant, you were very clear that you were not there to look over his shoulder. You were there to help him and assist him. I've always enjoyed my time with Lloyd. So I'm curious, what was it like for you when the team decided to move on from him and name you as the interim?
It was tough. Lloyd and I talked about this situation before I even came down. When he came up to visit with me and to have a conversation about coming down and being an assistant, and really my role was to assist the staff, the assistant coaches as well as Lloyd. And one of the things I talked to him about, because he was trying to take his team to the next level. I've been in this situation before where you are trying to get your team into the playoffs. He has a young roster. The organization was going to make changes this season, and they did. They brought in veterans to help the team take the next step, brought in Rondo, Gallinari, Bogdanovich, a lot of veterans to help a young roster take the next step. So we talked about, if things didn't go well, if you drop 3, 4, 5 games in a row, the media is going to start talking about that type of situation where you're replacing. And, he was totally confident that he wasn't concerned about that. And, so agreed to come down with him. He's very impressive. That's the reason that I came down to be on his staff, to work with him. he sold me on his plan and, you know, what he was trying to do. And I felt that, you know, at that time, you know, I wanted to try to make that role work, which was to assist the coaches as well as Lloyd. And it just didn't work out that way. So when everything went down, it was really tough to step in and fill in for him, because as I told him and everyone else, that that's not what I came down here for. He gave me pretty much his blessings to, look, I think you should take it over, you know, move forward with the group, and made the decision to do that, and here we are.
I was going to say, Nate, I'm not at all surprised to hear you lay it out like that. I'm not surprised to hear that that's how he handled it, or that that's how you handled it, as challenging as that could be. And I'm curious, the team, even despite the injuries, the team has played great ball since you took over, and the record shows that. You're the Eastern Conference Coach of the Month for March. You're in the hunt for a divisional title right now. I get, Nate, that you're focused on the very next game, but does this feel like a group that you would want to keep coaching for years to come?
Well, my plan was to just, you know, talk with management and the organization, and, you know, nothing has been offered. I haven't asked for anything. They haven't offered anything. You know, the plan is to finish the season and to get into the playoffs. They basically want really to win games, and, you know, that was the goal and the plan from the beginning of the season. So, you know, that's pretty much where my mind is at, you know, trying to win games and trying to get this this team, this organization into the playoffs. You know, at the end of the season, we'll see what happens.
We're talking to Nate McMillan. Nate, go back to Trey for a minute, if you would. Like, you had seen him from afar, and you had coached against him before you arrived in Atlanta. What do you know about him and his game now that maybe you did not know before, and what's it been like to coach him?
He's a very talented player. You know, he's like, you know, most of these number one options on a team. You know, when I coached against him, you certainly planned for him. And, you know, things you tried to do was, you know, do you take the ball out of his hands? You had to trap him. You really had to disrupt his rhythm, because he pretty much was the head of the snake. And, you know, since being here, he's definitely that guy. You know, he's the guy for us. He's the guy who establishes our tempo and who creates a lot of offense, not only for himself, but for the team. And, you know, what I'm learning is he's a young guard that's learning to establish himself in this league and to take that next step far as establishing yourself and winning. Okay, that's two different things, you know, because you're there are things that you have to adjust to, you have to adapt to, and you have to continue to find ways to be productive in order to give yourself a chance to win games. And, you know, those are things that he's going through. He's seeing the defense really basically try to take him out. He's seeing bigger defenders. He's seeing traps. He has seen many times boxing one defenses. So all of those things he's seeing a lot, I think a lot for the first time. He has to still find ways to be productive and win ball games. And, you know, late in the game, managing that fourth quarter and putting your team in a position to win games. Those are things that he's going through. I've seen some growth. He has to continue to grow in that area.
Nate McMillan joining us. And Nate, one last thought. You know, when you talk about how this is all part of his maturity, his growth, his evolution, go back to when you were a young coach. For instance, when you took over in Seattle, you received letters from Lenny Wilkins and Mike Fratello, two of my favorite guys. I used to love talking to both of them. They told you, be yourself and coach what you know. What did it mean at that time for you to hear from those two legends? And why is that simple message so critical?
Well, it's the same thing that I, you know, those were the words that I gave, you know, to Lloyd. You know, you got to be yourself, and you got to coach what you know. You know, I'll come down and certainly try to help you, but your team will figure that out. You know, if you're trying to be someone else or do something or teach something that you don't know, that your team will figure that out, and they won't. buy into it. They won't buy into what you are trying to create. You know, so that was something that I got from Coach Fratello and Lenny Wilkins, and that's what I've done. You know, I've basically tried to take from really all the coaches that I played for, you know, even, you know, you can go as far back as my high school coaches and junior college coaches and Coach Favano and my NBA coaches. And basically, I think I've taken a little bit from all of those guys and even guys that I've worked with, you know, during my time, my assistant coaches and, you know, coaching with the Olympic team, Coach K and Coach Boeheim and Mike D'Antoni. And you just create a system that I believe in and teach the things that I know on both ends of the floor. It works for me, you know, trying to go out and do some things. And I've worked with some great coaches, Coach Carl and, as I mentioned, Coach K and, I mean, just a number of great coaches. Trying to be those guys, can't do it. You know, I think you have to be yourself. When players see where you're coming from, they know where you're coming from. They tend to believe what you are trying to do and teach. And you know, so I've always tried to follow those words from those coaches.
I think it goes without saying, Nate, you've had an amazing basketball life. I always, always love getting caught up with you, chopping it up with you. Atlanta's playing great ball. They're in first place. Nate, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the relationship, and it's great to have you back on the show. Nate, thanks so much for doing that. That was great.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Nate McMillan. She once called this show and did this.
Now, I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the games, get drunk, find a little tenderoni and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
Quote, Jags sending me to the draft. Cleveland tenderonis, get ready. The queen is coming. Wore my Cleveland body count. I'm telling you, referring to your own personal list of ruined tenderonis as a body count and referring to yourself in the third person as the queen is incredible. That is amazing. Nika, are you going to outline those tenderonis in chalk? You should. You should tape off your hotel room like a crime scene with yellow tape and chalk the tenderonis in the bed. So good. That is one of the greatest tweets ever. 1-800-636-8686. I'd hate to be the one to try to follow that. In fact, I'm not even sure I can follow that. All right, so in case you forgot, Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni is the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And in case you forgot, he did not get off to the best start at his introductory presser. Remember, it went like this.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team.